Father, I just want to thank you for Emma. I want to thank you for all of these guys, for everything that they've been sharing. Lord, I pray for Emma as she comes and speaks to us now and just shares her heart of what she feels that God is saying, what you are saying, Father. And through your word, I pray that you would bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello. So, as a young Christian, one of the most common questions I get asked is, if God is all loving, then why is there suffering? And to be honest with you, I used to always struggle with this myself. I'd been taught all of the exam answers and free will, but for me, this just wasn't a good enough excuse. I always had this in my mind until a few months ago. One of my friends had been going through a really hard time, and I was praying for some advice to give her or just something to say, and I got Lamentations 3. So I looked it up, and this is what it says. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of the Lord's wrath. He has driven me away and made me walk in darkness rather than in light. Indeed, he has turned his hand against me again and again all day long. He has made my skin and my flesh grow old. He has broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. He has made me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. He has walled me in so I cannot escape. He has weighed me down with chains. Even when I call out or cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He has made my paths crooked. Like a bear lying in waiting, like a lion in hiding, he dragged me from the path and he mangled me and left me without help. He drew his bow and made me the target for his arrows. He pierced my heart with arrows from his quiver. I became the laughingstock of all my people. They mock me in song all day long. He has filled me with bitter herbs and given me gall to drink. He has broken my teeth with gravel. He has trampled me in the dust. I have been deprived of peace and I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, my splendor is gone and all that I hoped from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I remember them well, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. This made me think of Daniel in the lion's den. He was pushed so far that his life was at risk when all he had done was be faithful to God. But at the point where he was face to face with lions and where most people would probably freak out, he was not scared. His faith was so strong that he knew all he had to do was call upon God. And this is what it's not quite explained along with the point of free will. Yes, God lets us live our own lives, so suffering is a cause of our wrong actions. But this still also means that if we choose not to follow him, then we are choosing to walk the darker path without a light to guide us. And this might sound harsh, which is why all the way along that path he is offering you an escape route. Like Daniel, all we have to do is call for help. In Jeremiah 29, verse 12, it says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." God's deal was that if we want to live against his plans and without his help, then he will give us the free will to do so. But this means that we can't expect him to help us in times of need if we don't ask. But the second we ask, he is already there listening with a plan that he wants to give to you. Sometimes we forget to ask. We can often get so caught up in complaining about how unfair life is or comparing our own lives to other people's that we forget to actually take our issues to God. God, described as many things. The things that people focus on are Father, Creator, Savior, but it's not often that people think about Exodus 15, verse 3, which says the Lord is a warrior. He isn't weak or kind of there, but would rather hide when hard times occur. He is a warrior. When I was little, we used to sing this song that goes, "I'm in the Lord's army." This doesn't mean that we go and use violence, but it means that in hard times, we can do what it says to in Ephesians 6, verse 11, and that is to put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. A few years ago, I heard a talk about suffering. It focused on God being a father. Our parents know that there is awful suffering in the world. They know this, but yet they will still bring us into the world knowing what we are going to have to face. And this doesn't mean that they don't love us, but it means that they will let us face it and help us to get through it, always holding us up and supporting us. And this is the same for God. He knows what we are going to have to face, but he is there in the battle with us. In Jeremiah it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Suffering is inevitable. It is something that we will all face, but God uses it. He takes your bad situation and gives you the best possible outcome from it. And sometimes this can be hard. Sometimes God takes a while, but he always has a reason for this. When we are pushed to our limits, we find strength and perseverance that we often don't know we have. God uses our hard times to help us grow and be stronger physically and in our character. Our traits and experiences shape who we are. It is often our hardest times that we call back on to inspire others. Our hard times also test our faith in God. If we are at our breaking point, if we are clinging onto the edge and about to fall, but can still see the cross and can still turn our eyes to God, then just imagine how strong that faith must be. How easy would it be to just give up? But this is why God waits for the right time. God doesn't cause our suffering, but he makes the suffering that we have to face worthwhile. Otherwise, there are only negatives. Being tested can be hard, and no one ever said that being a Christian is easy. But it says in James 1 verse 12, "Blessed is the person who perseveres under the trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Being tested can often be seen as a bad thing, and we can get so fed up, and it can be really unfair. But the gift that we get in heaven for carrying on and for pushing ourselves and strengthening our relationship with God is worth so much more than any pain we could go through on earth. Life can often let us down and throw us into the lion's den. But because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. So I want to encourage you to remember God in your good times, but also in your bad ones. Never feel like God is against you, because he is the only one who is always and forever with you. He will never let you down. Remember this and stand strong in your faith, for there is always a reason. If you put all of your trust in God, then you are strengthening the rope that holds you up. I want to leave you with a prayer. Dear God, I pray that you remind us of your presence when we are in times of need. I pray that you give us strength and perseverance to keep on going. Help us to put our whole faith in you and to trust in your plan for us. Amen.
Brilliant. Love it. Thank you, Emma, for sharing that with us. And Emma is actually Evie's younger sister, so she speaks from experience of seeing her sister suffering and knowing that as a family, you guys have really gone through it. So I know that what you've spoken about tonight is genuinely from here and searching scripture and not just some glib words. I'm not going to share much, really, because we're coming towards the end, really, and we're going to finish in a bit with a final song. But I was just reading this morning in Romans 12, and it kind of like sums up, I think, what we've heard tonight. Yes, it might be a little bit focusing on suffering a little bit, but actually, as young as these guys are, as young as some of the guys are out there as well, we go through stuff in life. It seems to be getting younger and younger that so many young people are dealing with issues in life. And part of my role as youth minister, I'm going to use that word now, as youth minister at Billericay Baptist Church, is to come alongside these guys, and with the team that we've got with the church, is to actually come alongside and encourage and nurture and grow. That's what the children of Israel were commanded to do, is to teach the next generation. I believe that strongly, that we need not just to teach, but also help and encourage and come through. And I pray as well that you as a church will do that with the young people that are sitting here today. I'm sure you're going to lead that well. And I just really want to ask you as a church to care for them, nurture them, see the gifts that they've got. I'm sure there's plenty of gifts that all of you have got here, and it's how you can exercise them. You only grow strong is if you exercise your muscles. So these guys are only going to grow strong if they're allowed to minister, to bless, to read scriptures, to play. And I don't know if that's what's going on here, but I just want to encourage you. But the word that I was looking at this morning was something that came, and it's Romans 12, and it was just about being love, being sincere. You know, if we haven't got love, what's the point? If we haven't got genuine love for one another, What is the point? There's enough suffering out there without us adding to it. It says, Kate says, hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. And this is the bit I loved when I was just reading this morning and know what these guys were going to share. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. I just really felt actually that I needed to hear that this morning when I was reading that. And actually maybe that was just something for you guys to hear tonight. Love one another. Be sincere. Hate what is evil, but cling to what is good. And one of the things that we want to do is look at what the good is going on in the young people of our land. There's a lot of good stuff that they are bringing to the table that is blessing us as a church. And I just want to encourage you. You've got these guys here. What are these guys bringing to bless you and this surrounding area as well? Okay. I just want to pray, and then the guys are going to come up and we'll sing our last song. Is that okay? Is that good? I don't know how long your services last of an evening, so we said we'd do around about an hour or so. Is that all right? Good. I don't know what's on telly later, so anyone's got to rush home for something. Yeah, Father God, I want to thank you for young people. I want to thank you, Father, that the young people that are here tonight representing both of these churches, Lord, I pray a continued anointing upon them. I pray, Father, that you more and more that you would use their gifts to bless us as churches, but also to bless our community, to bless their friends. Father, may we, as leaders in church, as the adults here as well, be continually growing them, shaping them, nurturing them in the way that you shaped and nurtured 12 young men 2,000 years ago. We thank you, Father, that your son was the greatest youth leader that ever walked the face of this earth. Lord, may we be inspired by Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Amen. We're going to stand and sing our last song, The Creed. Hopefully you know it. If not, join in.